Hello, it's Wednesday, the 1st of May in the year of our Lord 2024. Welcome back to another edition of Liberty Tactics News. You're here with myself, Lou Collins, the wonderful Jason Nota, lovely Christine, and the wonderful cat in Wales. Everyone's going to say hello at the same time, so we're going to jump into the news and then we'll discuss how each other is at that point. Kate Watch. Still no proof of life. But there was a story back in, I think it was October 2023, that was out in the press how William thinks Kate is crazy for her obsession with cold water swimming at night. Last few days, that story's kind of been resurrected as such. So is this going to be the cause of she's been going out late night swimming and she's caught a chill and she can't fight it off, but still no sign. I do believe it was, what's the daughter's name? Charlotte. I do believe it was her birthday yesterday, but there has been hardly anything on the press. There's been no official family photo with her. I do believe it. I haven't seen the photo because I've been traveling today. But I believe there is a photo of her on her own. I don't know if it was last year's or it's a relevant one. Who knows? But she's still missing. So, Jason, what say you on the whole, where the hell is Kate? I know. I'm actually thinking we should do a little bit of merch, like a
I think,
hashtag, where's Kate? We should be able, because you can get dropship. So if anyone wants a hashtag where's Kate t-shirt or even a little beanie hat or a baseball cap with a where's Kate, it could be quite fun. But then it might be quite out of taste if she really has gone and people are walking around with hashtag where's Kate.
Well, listen, it's the truth. That's all
Yeah,
you can say.
it's a relevant question. So,
No,
Christine, what do you think? Oh, sorry, Jace, go on.
sorry, just to add to that, I think that you're right in what you're saying. She'll never be seen again in public life, and there'll be some traumatic event where things take a twist of the turn of the wrongdoings, and bye bye, Kate, it'll be officially announced then. But we all
Yeah.
know different.
I just don't understand the secrecy of the whole, like, why? How long did they think they could keep it going?
I
Do you know what I
know, it's
mean?
insane. It's insane.
Christine, where's Kate?
She's definitely not in Alabama. But I do think, bless her heart, I think at this point her kids are probably asking the same thing, and I would like to know where they are for sure. I'm thinking this entire family is probably MIA, likely never to really be seen again, and certainly not with any power or authority. So, kind of a
Yeah.
great time, isn't it?
Well, there was
It's kind
that
of just a great
photograph that
time.
the there was the photograph that the British press cropped down to keep the friend of George, who went to the football with him a couple of weeks ago with William, and by all reports, it was Rose Hanbury's son that he took along with George, that William took them both to Aston Villa. But the British press cropped the photo and cropped the other child out, which was very interesting. But it's, we've got the internet. It's not hard to go and find the actual photo. So that was interesting, but still no sign. Catherine, has she turned up in Wales at all?
No, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her, but again, they just put in this sort of distractions out,
Yep.
and it's all for a reason. It definitely is. People are asking, so just throwing them out one after the other after the other. But no, no real tangible evidence is there, is there? We know they've been using old photos and old footage and probably AI. Yeah, that one was AI one there, the one where they sat on the bench or whatever. It's
Yeah.
just, it's getting ridiculous now. Just tell us, isn't it? And you might be right, setting the foundation for
And the
saying,
narrative, yeah.
about her late, her late night swims or whatever, you know, oh, she's ill. And I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
But she's not in Wales.
That's sad. So we will keep looking, as we say, info@libertytactics.co.uk with any Kate info. Catherine, homeschooling, what the bloody hell is Wales and your government up to
now? Do you know what? We really have got the worst government by a million miles. You know, it's been devolved 20 years for a reason. I know none of them are great, but in particular, as we've discussed millions of times before, Wales is definitely the testing ground for their pilot schemes and all the other stuff that they roll out. So now what they've done is I filled a consultation and I did it last week. Not that it'll do much good, but obviously because they want everyone on a register and, you know, homeschooled children are coming out at a really, really quick rate now, you know, for many different reasons. As you all know, but it's becoming a problem now. So they need to put a lid on it, and they want to know where every child on a register, which they'd said, I think, in the school bill maybe last year, but obviously we're a step towards it now. So what they actually plan on doing is, because obviously there are kids in the system who have been deregistered. So from that point of view, there's a record of them. But for those children that have not been anywhere near school, so in the first instance, so didn't have to be deregistered, obviously they're not on a register. So what the Welsh government wants is all of them on a register, every single one of them on a register. And in order to do that, they want to access, this is a local authority now, mind, right? They want to access children's medical records so that they can find them to see if they get a suitable education and whatnot, right? So number one, that's a massive data breach straight away, right? It's confidential. The LA having your medical records, and it's a human right breach as well, right? So it's counter legislation anyway, but this is what they're doing, and they are doing it. But it's the sinister undertone that comes with it, because what they're calling them is children missing in education, right? So they're going to make a safeguarding issue. And I bet you any money, right? Honestly, I can see it happening now. There will be some stories in the press, right, soon. I put money on it. That will there'll be a safeguarding. It'll be a home educated family. Something happened to the children. They would have been abused or something like that. And now they need to, do you see what I mean? They're going to set the narrative. Yeah. What for them? Because that will make other people think, oh, they need to do this because they need to safeguard all those children. It's always Kat, under
you know, when you said about the data breach. So do you remember years ago, the NHS GPs were going to be, you had to go, it wasn't out in the press. I think we all heard it. Maybe it was in some newspaper, like six pages in a corner, that the NHS, everyone's medical records, unless you signed not to have it, could be shared across every single government department. And you actually had to go into your doctors and fill in a form. You filled in a form for you and your family, making sure that they do not share that information. But the fact that the public...
Go on.
The fact that they didn't actually, there was no big announcement. It would literally be stuck in a newspaper.
Small print.
Small, and you wouldn't know. You know, you actually physically had to go into your GP surgery and fill the form out for you and your family. They were not under any circumstances to share your information with anybody. So that's probably how they're going to get around it. So that's how they're going to get around it.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I've done a video on this anyway about warning parents just to look. There's plenty of people out there, and I've said this before. It's really, look, I would have said it the same years and years ago, right? But I've grown up a bit since then, and I've had a lot more experiences. Do you know what I mean? So I've learned from it. Don't ignore them. So once they send that letter around saying, oh, you know, can you just blah, 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 stay within the law, but don't ignore it. Now, it's easy for a home educator to defend their stance. It's actually really easy. The minute you start ignoring them is the minute they've got reason then to escalate stuff behind you, or they're not being in, you know, we can't get hold of them. It could be a safeguarding concern. Then they're going to go to social services and whatever else, right? So the first thing I would advise is to any home educators who are going to get this is to make sure you engage with them, right? And I know a lot of people probably argue against that. When we're talking about kids and social services, I'm telling you now, it's not worth the risk. Play within their rules and they can't do anything to you, right? So they, you know, you just learn your right. And a lot of home educators are very aware of this stuff anyway, right? They're aware of their rights. They know how to educate, especially the ones who've been doing it for a long period of time, right? They know the score, they know how to do it. But this is just a massive, massive power grab, obviously, because they want those kids back in school. So basically, essentially what they're saying is, if we deem that your child isn't having a suitable education, then we'll issue them with a school attendance order. In other words, you've got to send them back to school through court order. So, but what I'm saying is, what the LA deems suitable, the education department, and what you deem suitable are going to probably be different things. So this is where you have to be quite, you know, not clever, but you can just stay within the law and basically tell them, because you don't have to let them in. You can give them samples of work. As long as you're giving them a suitable education, it's not compulsory to even go to even use the curriculum to do that. And thankfully, a lot of people are not. So moving on from that, I'll go back into that again, because it's actually quite important, this whole home educated thing. But there is a video, I put it up on Liberty Tactics Rumble the other day. Have a little watch for that. The other one, so moving on. So the reason why most people are homeschooled, a lot of people have taken their children, is because of RSE. Now, we've been talking about this for years, Lou, haven't we, since it started. We've done the podcastathons, we've raised the money for PCP Wales, we've shouted about RSE continually for the last 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So now we are really seeing, so as we were seeing, we were already seeing, you know, dribs and drabs, of people coming out. You know, this has happened today, but it was quite, you know, it was widespread. And I think they did that on purpose because of the court case. They dripped it in instead of going flat out with it, because they knew that people were actually watching. It's all just exploding everywhere now, right? So there was two. Actually, one of these was England. Hopefully it's not me. I'll try. Sorry, I'm just finding that one of them is from England. So this will be interesting, you know, because a lot of people, because Wales seem to be on the forefront with it, and not the only ones fighting, but we're the loudest about it. And obviously with the court case, a lot of people think this is just Wales, and they still not realise that it's a global thing and all four UK governments. So this one was Wales. This was Pembrokeshire. So a friend of mine emailed from our offspring school. They are having a talk about safe touching in school tomorrow. Her response when we ask for the content, she's basically saying we can preview it in the morning, but we don't have the power as parents to opt out. Thanks to everyone that wasn't listening back in 2021. Now, I think her son is 9, right? So they're doing the safe touching, right? So they've obviously, the father of the boy had sent an email into school asking for this information and obviously trying to opt their son out of school. So he had it back. He had an email back from the school saying, "We are unable to send you the sections of the video as it is from a CD that has different chapters. However, if you'd like to come to view the video that is being used for the Growing Up Talk, we can facilitate this first thing in the morning with a member of staff. I would also like to confirm what I said over the phone, that parents are unable to withdraw their children from RSE lessons in Wales. The lesson will be about 11:45 a.m. until lunchtime, and then again over the afternoon tomorrow, Wednesday first, right? So basically what our teacher is saying is, we don't care, we're going to do it anyway. You can't opt out of it, which is what we've been saying for a long time. But this is a talk on safe touching to 9-year-olds, right? This is where the grooming is coming in. And again, they're not up front in showing them the resources. They're not up front in it. And the other one, this one was from England, guys, right? This one's from England, and this is for a 5-year-old. So first of all, she had sent she had posted this was last week, I think, "Just had to walk out of a meeting about my boy's RHSE class. Whether you're boy, girl or both, they said they'll be teaching and shown pictures of a vulva, testicles and penis, breasts, anus, you name it. He is 5 years old, beating around the bush about why they're teaching him. It's all about change and growing, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's twisted and sick, obviously, right?" And then she wrote another post. "So following my status made a week or two ago, I was invited along to a parents' meeting to see what exactly it is they want to teach my 5-year-old in the Jigsaw scheme." The Jigsaw scheme is what they're using most, by the way, right? In all of the UK, I believe. I walked out. They also told us that the information shared on a slideshow, we weren't allowed copies of, and our mobile phones had to be away, and we weren't allowed to take photos of what they'd be teaching our kids. And the information isn't available to see on the internet through the Jigsaw website. It indicated the sections and names of the classes. We aren't allowed the class plan, which tells me it's because they don't want it leaked outside the school walls, because they'll see it's wrong. Why wouldn't we be allowed to see a class plan? I walked out after seeing diagrams and pictures of women's and men's private parts as my boy is 5. It's disgusting. That's England, that is, for the listeners, by the way, for the people who think it's just in Wales. 5 years old.
But surely these parents have got the right. They have got the right to remove it. From that, they can remove it still in this country.
As a parent, you show my child that I've got the right to identify myself as a tooth fairy and smash your face in. That's me.
Know, this is what's going on, Jace, honestly. And the thing is, they're not telling people either. So sometimes they're giving them the heads up about, you know, oh, we have got an RSE lesson tomorrow or whatever else. Sometimes they're not even telling them. So it's not until the children are coming out of the classrooms, going home, and some of them, not all of them, some of them are telling their parents, and this is how they're finding out about it. And then imagine being told you're not allowed to take photos of the lesson content. You're only allowed to view it once. You're not allowed to take it outside the school.
Well, I'm
Hang
sorry,
on these, te- this is sex these, education.
These teachers are grooming children, and they're dealing with as groomers.
Of course they are.
As far as I'm concerned, these people need these on and quad. These teachers, they need hanging.
It's
they need
mad, to isn't stop. It? This is actually from a positive point of view, and I already told you this, Lou, but so recently there was a song in a school by us. So it was a mum with a special needs son, and she wanted to have a look at the content. She wanted and you know, she kicked off enough for them to actually, she goes in and has and views the content. And there was this song, right? Now bearing in mind they're 5 or 6, I believe. They've already had a lesson on confidentiality, which is very, very dangerous, right? So this song basically goes through the alphabet, you know, sing it A for whatever, you know, and a lot of the letters were quite grown up, adult, really, you know? And then when they got to S, it was S for secrets, right? So the mother kicked off about that, because why on earth would you we all know as adults, right, that secrets and, you know, telling children to keep secrets... No, you know, why didn't they have S for sky or S for sand? Or do you know what I mean? Why secrets? This is so sinister. Anyway, mum brought up her concerns to the teachers. And in the end, and this was, you know, this was quite, you know, they must have had a discussion about it, realized actually, yes, you know, she is right here. This is, you know, so what they decided was not to just remove it for her child, but they removed it for the whole year group. So they're not even playing that song in there now. So that one mum safeguarded that whole year group, and they don't even know anything about it. Do you know what I mean? So that was a positive step in the right direction. But the thing is, there's plenty of teachers in there who don't want to do it. I think this is coming out more and more now, but there's also a load of teachers in there that do, and it is happening, and the dangers are just off the scale, guys. You listen to what I said then. 5 years old. 5 years old.
Yeah. I can feel Jason's
It tells you a lot, doesn't
outrage.
It? It tells you a lot.
Yeah.
It tells you a lot. If these teachers are willing to do it, it tells you a lot about these teachers, and these teachers need dealing with, because they're not teachers. There should be no NA children. They think it's okay. And the teachers are turning around and they're going, no, this is wrong. Fair play to them teachers, yeah? That's what should be happening across the board. And it speaks 1,000 words. So those that are actually condoning it, well, they're telling you what they are.
Yeah, agreed. How do we activate the parents?
And
if they had the parents queuing up at the door, demanding to see it, you know, and we need to make this big. Jason, you need, when we finish this, you need to clip out where Kat's reading that and do a TikTok. And this needs to go everywhere. If you can do that.
Send me it. Yeah, absolutely. I might even do a little Facebook video on it as well.
Please do, and let me share some good news.
I can send you the screenshot if you want, Jace. I'll just scribble out the names and send you the screenshot, or if you want to.
Yeah, send me it across.
I will do. I will. And that's me for today, guys. I just wanted to just reiterate on the RSE thing. It is still happening. It's happening very quickly and it's escalating quickly. If you haven't already done your research, guys, you need to. You need to be at the school making noises to your children and they're being groomed. So I'll leave it there, guys.
Sorry, I'm just going to follow on with a little story I was reading today. It's not just a school thing. This is a system thing. There's been an ex-Met police officer has been jailed for 13 years for multiple counts of rape, including a child under the age of 13. Two victims described Cliff Mitchell, age 24, as the devil and a pathetic excuse of a man, and he goes through and tells you about the story. But this is a systematic problem that we've got, Kat, because it's coming through all walks of the system. It's coming through all the cracks of the system. And you know, it's obviously child trafficking's high within the police remit.
This is all that. This is the problem. Like Bill Maloney, all those years, the crap. You know, he was trying to say it. What are you going to do? One, about the institutionalized child abuse, but once and also it's in every department. We know that. It is everywhere. And it's just getting people to talk about it. Because it makes people, because it's uncomfortable and you don't want to think about it. It's, oh, it's horrible. That is why it is going on.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In America, when this started here, in fact, you really saw it in 2020 when they had, you know, after the shutdown with COVID and all that, and the kids went back to schools. There were a lot of things going on, right? Everybody was very high on emotion and they just, it finally inspired a group of men. Fathers, we need our fathers to stand up. You've heard of the mama bears. It's time for the daddy bears to stand up. Women have been fighting on the front lines to save our children for years. We need the men to stand. We need them to show up at the schools, parents hand in hand, every single parent for every single child. You're going to outnumber your school board, your teachers.
We don't have school boards. That's the problem, Christine. We don't have school boards.
Whatever you have, you're going to outnumber them. That's how you take your power back.
The problem that we have is, as Lou said, is people don't know. I guarantee you, a lot of people that I know, especially people that I've grown up with, some people watch me, some people don't on Facebook. I don't know much anyway, but a lot of those people I know that I've grown up with, if they know that this was happening in their schools to their children, there'd be hell to pay. The fact is that not many people know about it. They still don't know about it.
We've got to reach out to every single person on our Facebook, old friends, whatever. We've got to come up with something, even just get this little video of what the parents are coming back saying is going on in the classrooms. Every single person, you send it to every single person that you know, because what else can we do? They need to know. And if these fathers, if you think these fathers would go down, you know, and actually get activated, no violence, we're not talking violence, but go down and say enough is enough. You know, be men and do their job.
Make a stand, absolutely.
Do their job. That is their job.
And the thing is, they haven't got much. You're not going to have much choice soon. Anyway. No one's going to have any choice because it's going to come out that it is. It's happening massively now. And the more it happens, the more noticeable it is. People are going to. Do you know what I mean? You're going to see it.
But we need the action now because too many kids are getting damaged.
Exactly. Well, it was a preventative thingy at first, but obviously it didn't, you know, we couldn't do that. So from that point of view, you're right, Lou. While all this is going on, children are being damaged daily. It's horrendous. It is absolutely horrendous. It really is. You know, I can't get over that we are this far into things, you know, like it's just such a worry. It really is a worry. You know, when you know these kids going in these classrooms, you know what's going on and you think that damage is done then. They're not going to unsee Well, they've
and the fact they're not showing the parents what they're doing, they are not showing, and they've got they're turning around and telling the parents, "You can't take your child out. No, you can't. You can't look at the lesson content. No, you can't take photos." What happened to open door policies at school? That any parents
tells you exactly what these people are. These people are paedophiles. They're nonsense. Yeah, they're trying to hide behind the colour of the system, or behind the
It's not because the whole system's whatever. Run by them. The whole they're just following their master's orders.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they are. And they're contorting this and saying you can't do this. They're saying they might as well put a big sticker on the chest saying what would they call them, maps or something or whatever, because that's what they are. And I'm sorry, when I was a kid, if that thing kind of happened, we had one fellow at the top of the street grabbing all the one of young lads, and his dad went around, and, well, I don't need to see we'll say what happened. I grew up in the 80s, where men were men, do you know what I mean? Not women, or whatever they want to be. So I'm sorry, and I stand by what I say. If these people are condoning it, they're nonsense, and they need dealing with. Simple. Yeah, these people need taking out, and I don't care but what anybody says. You can't do that. Yes, you can. This is wrong, and these people need sorting out. I'll leave my point of view there.
Okay, on that note.
Wow.
Christine, what you got? Because I've been traveling all day.
Well,
I haven't got much. I've got a bit of Diddy stuff.
That's it. I kind of, I'm going to drop something even darker and more heavy. If you can believe that. I know, right? One is the New Orleans Archdiocese is the target of child sex trafficking inquiry. Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans is the target of an active child sex trafficking investigation, according to a sweeping and unprecedented search warrant in Louisiana. Wow. State police recently served on, they recently served them. And apparently, this has been going on for decades. It's a paywall, so I can't see the whole story, but I will include that in the link. The other one that I wanted to get to is the one from American Media Group. Judy Byington dropped this report on European royals killing naked children for fun at human trafficking and hunting parties. Child sacrifice and trafficking in Holland is happening, and this is finally coming to the surface in the news. We had
the Kevin Annette stuff. I mean, we've got to tread carefully with the Kevin Annette stuff. You got to kind of tread carefully with some of his revelations and the European. What was his institution? The International Crimes Against Crown and Country or something? The IC. What was it called, Jason? Can you remember?
Is that where they had all the sheriffs and all that kind of stuff about?
And they were doing these court cases, and they were going to put everyone. Kevin Annette, there was some stuff going on about Kevin Annette. Sorry.
Okay, well, that's okay. The story is by Medea Greer, who's with American Media Group. So right. American Media Group is who put the story out. She is saying that this is one of a series of articles taken from eyewitness testimony before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels. Five international judges are examining evidence of child rape, torture, murder, and kidnapping allegedly done by global elite members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. Ugh.
Russell Byrne did the thing on the Ninth Circle, didn't he?
Hey?
Jimmy Savile in the Ninth Circle. Russell Burton did a piece on that.
Yeah, that was all me. The whole start of it. The whole start of it was me and Bill Maloney. The whole, like, first half an hour of it.
Wow.
I didn't even know about it. And that just, that went crazy, that Jimmy Savile in the Ninth Circle.
They found 34 child mass grave sites.
Yeah.
With over 800 babies.
Well, you've got Hope de la Grant, you know, and the stuff coming out of Hope de la Grande is truly shocking.
Horrendous. Shocking.
Jimmy Savile was there. Bill Maloney's sister is pictured there on Jimmy Savile's knee. One of the photos. I mean, oh, man. Mm. You know, the stuff. And you had the, you, I mean, if anybody, I'm going to tell you now, Sun, Sea and Satan. YouTube it.
Yeah,
it will tell you all about the island of Jersey, because there are very dark things going on that island. And it's also a tax haven. You don't have, they've got no tax over there in Jersey, have they? I don't think.
Nope. Wow.
No, they haven't. Yeah, yeah. That's a real shocker, that. What is this? Sun, Sea and Satan, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It really, yeah. It's, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. And then we've also got all the Mark Dutroux stuff. You know, that was coming all from over like the Netherlands. The snuff videos would go through Netherlands and Amsterdam and come to the UK. There's all the survivors and witnesses at the Dutroux, you know, at the incidents and the parties where he was supplying the children. He wasn't a lone wolf. You know, he wasn't, there was many there. He was even in prison for 6 months and he had three children in his basement. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So somebody was there and there's evidence out there. I think they're called the White Papers, of all of the stories from survivors where they mention all of the people going and bearing in mind in that part of the world, there's a lot of forestry. You know, and they've got all these kind of gothic kind of castles out in these, you know, big forests. And there's testimony there of royalty, British royalty, the head of the British royalty at these hunting parties. Also with a gentleman who I can't remember his name, Vax or something. I can't remember his name. But he, I found them. He's also linked to Balenciaga. He's great friends with Marina Abramovich. It all, it's been going on for years. It is all linked. They are all linked together.
Yeah.
It's one big club.
It goes back all the way to Nimrod.
Yeah. We're just, it's just everywhere. There's demons everywhere.
I do have a happy story.
Well, let me do my Diddy story and then we can end on a happy story. So I mentioned the other night about Sir Lucian Charles Grange. He was knighted by the Queen. And he's obviously head of Universal Music. He's also got, you know, loads and other TV companies, other music companies. Everything's linked, you know, goes through Universal. They're kind of the big umbrella company, Universal Music Group. So I'm about to start on a bit of a research dig on this Lucian Charles Grange, because he must have, okay, he's the chief executive of Universal Music Group, which also owns Pacific Music, all thousands of companies. He must have a boss. So I want to know who his boss is. I want to go like, Diddy, we know, is just a front guy. Epstein was just a front guy. This guy's head of Universal Music. He's got total control. He was linked to Drake. He was linked to Diddy, like sexual ways. And they're saying he is like, this is huge because this guy is so powerful. But who does he answer to?
Yeah, that's a question.
I want to keep going back and find out, okay, so Diddy, you answer to, you know, maybe Clive Davis, bit of Burkle, whoever, Lucian Grange, Sir Lucian Grange. So who does he answer to? Who does Burkle answer to?
Exactly. We won't hear those names because they're well hidden.
Well, still people don't know who Burkle is. And I've just found, for some reason, I don't know what's popped up in the news today, but it was in the LA Times, actually. And it's talking about a girl called Gail Abadamanil. I've just butchered that name and I do apologise. But she has apparently saved millions of women and helped millions of rape victims over the years. And this article's come out because she stepped down as the head of the National...
I read that as well.
Yeah. So she stepped down. Why? I don't know why it's come out. So she stepped down as her position, but then goes on to how this reporter met this Gail at a fundraiser held at Ron Burkle's Green Acres estate. And this was a fundraiser to help victims of rape. And they had all the Hollywood elite there. I do think Jennifer Aniston, I think, was the MC for the night. I'm trying to find out who else was on the guest list, but, you know, Ron Burkle, really? She's holding a thing about rape for rape victims with the likes of at Ron Burkle's house.
So it's a front then?
Well, you'd think.
What she's doing is a front, so what's she up to?
But why is really? That suddenly, why is this article, you know, she goes really deep into the party and how much this woman's done for all these rape victims. And like Ron Burkle's probably financing it and chucking money. And who else has been chucking money in that? I wonder if Ghislaine Maxwell was one of these. So this is another thing. It's, I don't know.
The King's War Games happened at the King's College in London, and it basically it's a simulation of war games, all aspects, military, food, society, politics, people, finance, everything. So apparently they've been playing this out for the last couple of years, this war game scenario, and it involves some influential bodies, let's say, that sort of participate or that are under the influence of this war games that happens. But apparently the scenario that happened this year was against a Russian invasion. So that's something, again, when they do these little things and these little scenario fallout examples of, you know, like Event 201 or what's it called, Ice Nine, which was the cyber attack scenario simulation that they did. That something shortly follows, you know, within weeks, months, a year or so, within the nature of that. So it's interesting to see what's going on there. I've sent you the link so people want to have a read of it and get a bit more info and a bit more details on. But yeah, that happened last week. Started last week on the 18th, and that happened all over last week. The King's War Games. So that's interesting.
Very. Thank you for that. Christine, let's hear your happy story.
Happy story. All right. Well, last night I had pulled up True Social, and I'm telling you, the entire feed was covered in New York. And I was like, what the heck is happening in New York? There were college kids trying to Palestine out, like hang the Palestine flag and just infiltrate everything, and they were paid protesters. They're Soros protesters, right? So they're all out on these campuses causing all kinds of chaos. They were trying to start another summer of love like they did in 2020, right? No, not going down. We're not going to have it. No, thank you. The New York Police Department showed up in force. I am telling you, they were arresting people by the busloads and sending them off. It looked like a military operation. It was so incredible. God just quickened in my spirit. He said, Passover is done, and so am I. Whew. And at that moment, I could feel the presence of the Lord just come in so heavy right where I was sitting, and it was absolutely beautiful and overwhelming all at the same time. And basically, this is what he said. It was, I'm trying to find exactly what I wrote, but he's had enough, and we're taking it back. He is on the move, and I know it's happening, like right now. Everything we've been fighting for everything we've been working towards, it's all being exposed at one time. During the riots, Trump called out Soros, called out the protesters as paid Soros protesters, had everybody arrested. Boom. You didn't hear a peep out of Joe Biden about this. Nothing, like he no longer exists. I know we're expecting this entire thing to turn on a dime, and I think we are at the precipice right now. I think we've made it. And I think we are about to see this entire thing shift and turn, and the exposures are coming so fast. In the middle of all this chaos that was happening, there were, of course, pro-Hamas protesters hanging the Palestine flag on all these college campuses. There was a group, a big group of young men that came with the American flag and stood against all these protesters that were throwing things at them, and they rehung our flag. They held it up off the ground, and there's a picture of it. It is so beautiful. It reminded me of the pictures that you see at wartime where you've got the soldiers, you know, supporting each other. What happened is Carrie Lake made a statement on that. She came out when that happened, and she said, after the pro-Hamas protesters replaced the USA flag with the Palestinian one at the University of North Carolina, or UNC, a group of patriotic fraternity men withstood attacks as they put Old Glory back up where she belongs. If any of these great young men want a paid summer internship with my campaign, consider yourselves hired. Reach out to me or someone on my team, and we'll make sure your resume is at the top of the stack with my approval attached to it. So bravo for taking a stand. And it is such a beautiful picture. I'm sharing that with you right now.
Wow. Just talking about, I forgot to mention this earlier. I think Chrissy, who's been on with us, she's joined the team. She's doing a lot of research. She'll be on now and again. She sent a story through that a drag time story hour. He was telling the children about Free Palestine and all this, to little kids, school kids.
I saw that as well.
Yeah. Just like, what the?
That's what I mean. We're at a point now when it's so obvious what's going on.
It's so obvious. It's just there. It's like the battle between good and evil is going on, and there's no denying it. And you can see every person's stance on it. That's all you need to look at. Every single person's stance. London is a joke, by the way. I was up in London. Oh my gosh. Sadiq Khan, man, he needs to go.
You've seen all the protesters at St. George's Day and the actions of the police, and my pal were like, I don't understand it. I'm like, well, I do, of course. I said, he can't. He's a Muslim. So he's the mayor of London. And he said, within the Palestinian protests, this is my London, and people get to learn that quite quickly. So, of course, he's going to send the police in to antagonise the British that are peacefully enjoying St. George's Day. And that's what happened. You know, the man's just a parasite. He's a little worm. Yeah, I won't stand on him if he was stood next to me and he were on fire. I won't. He's a worm. He's a maggot. Horrible. Horrible. Mm.
If he was a maggot, I'd get the cats to play around with him. Do you know what I mean? What the hell? Bosh, when they've caught something, they push something around and just torture it for a while.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. He's extorting the man, especially with that young Les, what he's trying to do to the people of London. He's just disgusting. He's a disgusting, horrible little man. And the sooner he's out of there, the better.
It's just...
And I think he's 10 years up very shortly, but he's a few million along the way, aren't he?
Oh, Christ. But then look at what London's become. Look at what every borough's become now. There's no English, like, councillors around the London borough.
No, you're right. It's just
look at what London has... It's not London. It's like...
There was a video of the East End, and he said how the Mayor's fallen, and some fellas with a camera walking up the East End,
and it's just full on Afghanistan. It's India, Pakistan, Romania, Kosovo, Nigeria. It's everywhere apart from England. And this is where the great craze came from. And it's like, wow, wow. And it is, you're right. It's just, but it's all by design.
Of course it is. That's it for tonight. Thank you, everybody. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing, are we going to be doing a prophecy watch tomorrow? Because you're traveling to Warrior, Alabama to be with the great Robin Bullock, aren't you, Christine?
I am. Yes, I am so excited.
LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Truth Social Crew Team, awesome. And Liberty Tactics on TikTok is where you will find Jason.